This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Rightio, time to preview the chances of the Penrith Panthers in season 2023. Of course, they finished on top in the regular season and at the end of the finals last year. 42 points, 20 wins and 4 losses. Incredible performance. How they do it this year without Kikau and Corasau, Sats?
It's going to be a huge ask, Jase. I've got to say, I think Viliami Kikau is a bigger loss than Apisai Kikau. He's a tremendous player, and hooker is a really important position. I think one of the most important positions now. I think sometimes it's more important than if you're missing a 7 or a 6. If you've got a strong number 9, you can make up for it. And, you know, they've got Mitch Kenny, they've got Sonny Luke. They've got some really good players that can fill it. They won't do the same job, but at least they'll ask some questions. They'll be really good defensively. Kikau has this skill for a big man that you don't see very often. We talk about big men that have got great skills. Dave Fifita, amazing skill. He's quick, can run like a centre. He can run over the top if he has to, but he can also fire a pass to his wingers. Kikau's exactly the same. I think the player that's going to miss Kikau the most is Jerome Luai. They had this great relationship where he could tip the ball to him early or take him to the line or turn him back on an angle, whatever it may be. Jerome Luai has that great relationship with Nathan, which will always be there, but to have that strike weapon not outside him is going to be really difficult. He's going to have to find something different this year, Jerome Luai.
Who plays the role of Kikau now?
Well, they've signed Luke Garner and Zach Hosking, two really good players, not the same athlete. So the question is, do they have to play a different style? Now, Andrew Webster's gone, who's their attacking coach. He's gone to the Warriors.
Yep.
And he's not going to try and copy and paste and take that to the Warriors. So what the Panthers have got to do is, I think they've got to probably tinker a couple of things, whatever that may be. I'm not quite sure. Not until you sort of watch them in the first few rounds. But I don't think there'll be, you know, that left-hand side was so potent, and it still will be, but just under a different disguise.
Did you notice a slight change in the trials?
Yeah, you did. Against St. Helens, yes. They weren't as, I'm not going to say flamboyant because you've got to earn the right to be flamboyant. They weren't getting across the advantage line as much, especially when they went sort of two passes wide and they go to Viliami and he'd sort of poke his head through and then they jump on the back of that.
Yeah.
They seem to be, is a little bit tougher for them to get upfield, if that made sense.
Yep.
And ask questions.
You get on a roll.
Yeah, just ask a lot more questions when you're attacking. So Ivan Cleary will find a way.
Yep.
And Nathan will find a way. And the good part about Penrith is they're very good defensively. If you're a really good defensive side, you'll be in the top 4.
Be good to watch them against the Broncos this weekend on Friday night.
Good attacking side.
Oh, yeah. And two evenly matched teams. If the Broncos, obviously, round full strength, so they look pretty good. But I just, it'd be interesting. We're going to have Ivan Cleary on the show next week. So it'd be good to ask him.
Yeah.
Off the back of
that
performance.
What sort of style are you going to play? Yeah. Is it going to be the same? Is it going to be much tinkering? Because they're one of the best defensive sides in the comp, and that doesn't change with Viliami going.
Yeah.
That's a good thing about Viliami. He came up with massive defensive plays, huge defensive plays, kick chases. But they'll still have really good workers in Zach Hosking and Luke Garner. I've got to say, there's a kid that's signed, he's got a 4-year contract. He's 18. His name's Jesse McLean. He's a winger.
Yep.
He could be anything, this kid.
I can't believe you're talking about wingers.
I know. I've changed.
You've changed.
Be anything. They're top 4, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, top 4, definitely.
Can they do the three-peat?
Yeah, absolutely they can.
Okay.
Yeah, they can.
Rightio. Sats's preview of the Panthers in 2023. What do you reckon?